This is the story of a new and beautiful beginning. This is the story of a butterfly. This story begins with a lowly caterpillar who didn't know much about Jesus or what her life could be. This caterpillar has spent much of her life going in circles, never getting anywhere. She has worked hard to avoid people so she could avoid anger, embarrassment, and betrayal. Jesus died on the cross so that we could be new. He doesn't want us to hold on to hurts, old habits, or behaviors. He wants to transform us, much like how a caterpillar is transformed into a butterfly. Without Jesus, the caterpillar would never change. Look at the caterpillar before you. Her face is distorted with suspicion. Her body is old and twisted. She doesn't dare make eye contact. She is filled with fear. She cannot change herself through her own willpower. See the scarf covering her head? It covers her intellect, her above-average intelligence. She lives in her head to protect herself from others. She often flaunts and tries to impress others rather than connecting with them. So afraid they would find out what she was really like. The scarf covers her hair. She is prematurely gray because she worries about everything. Her future, her past, her mistakes, her regrets, her unfulfilled dreams. Her mouth is a weapon used to cut down others. She speaks sharply. Sometimes it is gossip, other times judgment. At times, she spews vicious lies to attack someone's character. Her verbal attacks reflect the lack of love in her heart for others and herself. She always carries her purse. It contains her cash, debit card, credit cards, and checkbook. Her treasure. This is her security. She grew up poor, and her money was what made her feel safe in this world. Her purse provides a layer of protection, keeping her from needing anything from anybody else. She likes to surround herself with material things, worshiping them instead of God. She carries a cane. She uses it like a finger to point out the sins of others. If she feels bad herself, she can point to the bad in others and feel better about herself. Her feet are her saddest feature. Her feet wander aimlessly day after day. She has no purpose and nowhere to go. Each day is just another day of despair and hopelessness. her heart is a shriveled shadow of the one the Creator had given her. It has become a small heart of stone, hard and unrelenting. It doesn't have any love inside, so it doesn't have any love to give. She holds it close to her. It protects her from intruders in the same way her head, her mouth, her purse, and her cane protect her from the world. And her sack. Look at the sack she carries. She never lets go of it, for it holds her sins, and she cannot let go of her sins. They weigh her down, and year after year, the sack gets heavier and heavier. As she looks at her sack, she hopes no one notices. The weight of her sins make her grotesque. Her sins disfigure her, never letting her true beauty shine through. She feels alone and defeated. She has wrapped herself tightly in a cocoon of bitterness and disappointment. A special person is approaching. She is the only person the caterpillar can call a friend. She is kind. Her gentle smile makes the caterpillar feel loved and safe. The friend has spoken often about a man named Jesus and how this Jesus can change lives. The friend has a peacefulness about her that invites the caterpillar to respond. Today, she is ready to trust her friend. She learns about baptism and being a new creation. Can this be real? Her heart cries out, yes, yes. Her face now glows with excitement. She stands strong and secure. With the help from her dear friend, she begins to shed the things that held her back. Oh, the first to go is her scarf. She no longer needs to protect, hide, and separate herself from the world. She no longer feels the need to impress others. Her intelligence, a gift from God, will be used for His glory. His thoughts become her thoughts as she surrenders to the Spirit. Her hair, her beautiful hair, she ruffles her hair with glee. The joy that was promised is now hers. She is no longer consumed with worry about the past, the future, or the present, because she knows Jesus will be with her. Her mouth will now bring peace and joy to others. Her words that cut down others will be used to build up others. Through God's word, songs, and prayers, she will find ways to soothe hurts rather than cause them. Her purse has new purpose. It carries great power. Her resources will be used to advance God's kingdom. With Jesus, she will no longer need her purse for protection. The cane is no longer needed. Her judgment of others fades in the light of his grace. Instead, she gives to others, coming alongside of them as she seeks to help bear the burdens of others. Her poor, tired feet are now happy feet. She rises and she begins to walk, run, and dance with joy. She finally has a reason to live, a master to follow. She is filled with joy more than she could have ever imagined. Her heart is transformed into a new, vibrant heart. With trembling hands, she removes the heart of stone and replaces it with a large, loving heart. This new heart overflows with love, and others can see the love in the person she has become. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and a right spirit within me, she whispers. She picks up her sack as she feels Jesus lifting her burdens. She feels relief that she never dreamed possible. She moves to the cross and drapes her sins there, one at a time. She feels freedom from her old life, all because of the love of her Savior. She is ready to be free. She is casting away all the things that have held her back for so many years.
Thank you for hearing my story, for you see, I am the butterfly.
See her beautiful wings. With arms extended, she moves about, full of confidence and joy. She invites each one of us to do the same. Let go of our old selves and embrace the new. Don't be afraid. Remember, Jesus came to make all things new. Cling to him. And then be ready to fly.
Good morning. This is where you say good morning, so maybe good morning. Oh, much better. Thank you so much. And thank you for letting me share the butterfly story. I came across this story this summer when we were studying Mary and Martha, and it just touched my heart. I read it over and over and over again. I just couldn't let go. I felt like it was telling my story. I have experienced that aimless wandering without a sense of purpose, but God put people in my life that led me to Him. What really touched me, though, was the draping of my sins on that cross, the ability to let go, accept God's forgiveness, and move into a closer, deeper relationship with Him, one where I was letting Him lead me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Cherie Hubbs, and I've been broken. But with God's love, I've been healed. I still have scars that I try to hide, but they are important too because they tell a story of God's love. Like so many others, I have had my fair share of trials throughout my life. I was the oldest of five, and our childhood was horrific, filled with much pain and suffering due to abuse and neglect. We were also poor, and we moved around a lot. I went to over 20 different schools, and my education was fragmented at best. When I was 11 or 12, I went into foster care, and I would never see... Sorry. My brothers and sisters again. In later years, I would go through a period of depression, experience a painful divorce, and face the fear and uncertainty of cancer. But that's only part of my story. What's amazing is God's love for me. I can look back and I can see His hands in my life, watching over me, protecting me, and bringing incredible people into my life. I'd like to start by telling you about my grandmother. She was amazing. She took me to church, and I remember sitting next to her. I was only like six, and she looked so peaceful. I adored my grandmother, and I wanted what she had, but I didn't know what it was all about. I just knew I wanted that. We moved so much that I didn't get to see my grandmother very often, but I did get to stay in contact with her. With each move, she would encourage me to go to Sunday school. So with each move, I was on a mission. I would find a church with a bus that would come and get me and my brothers and sisters and take us to church. But with all the moves, our Christian education was also fragmented. But what was constant was the love that we experienced at church. Churches and schools were our safe places. At different points in my life, my grandmother would share God's word with me. And one story that stands out to me the most is the story of the mustard seed, where Jesus told the disciples, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. I believe I have faith greater than a mustard seed. I believe I've been blessed. And I believe that I can, with God's help, move mountains. This verse encourages me to pray with boldness, and I have seen many an answer to prayer. It also helps me to stay grounded in my faith. As I got older, God put people in my life that would continue to help my faith to grow and mature. I have been blessed to experience that unconditional love, which comes with it tremendous healing. When I was 16, I faced the uncertainty of yet another foster care home. It would be my fifth placement in the foster care system. I was at school that day, and I knew if they couldn't find a home for me, I would be going back to a group home. Fortunately, that afternoon, a couple named Julianne and Richard came and they picked me up. They had a much younger son named Rick. I remember being so scared. I was 12 years older than their son. Why would they want me? But they were so kind. They were so loving and patient. They turned my life around. I had a home. Slowly, over time, I began to think of them as my mom, my dad, and I thought, I have a family. I have a mom, a dad, and a brother. My incredible dad passed away in 2015, but my amazing mom is still very much a part of my life, as is my brother Rick and his son Maddie. After high school, I went to a Christian college. I got to know my basketball coach, and over time, I started sharing parts of my story with him. At one point, I was explaining to him that I knew why God had put me through so much pain and so many trials. He caused that suffering so that I would be strong. The coach looked at me and very gently said, "That's not the God that I love and worship." Through him, I learned that my childhood was not a punishment from God. I learned about free will, and I learned that bad things happen to good people. I would like to say that my faith never wavered, but when I was in my 20s, I only came to church occasionally. I focused on my career. I was a workaholic. I worked 10 hours, 7 days a week, so I wouldn't have to deal with the thoughts and feelings that kind of came up about my childhood. At 27, I married, and at 30, I had my first daughter. And once again, God became the center of my life. It was extremely important to me that my three girls would have a strong Christian foundation. And my own faith grew as we attended church, we participated in Bible studies, and volunteered at the church. But when I was in my late 30s, I started having flashbacks from my childhood. As I dealt with these debilitating memories, I fell into a depression that would last on and off for several years. I was very lost. This, along with the divorce, was a very difficult time for my children. It broke my heart to see their pain and suffering, their confusion, and there lies the deepest regrets of my life. It's been and continues to be a struggle to forgive myself for the pain that they experienced. If it hadn't been for loving Christian friends, I would have crumbled during that painful time. But again, I would experience God's love and grace. When I was ready, He brought Doug into my life. And I would again feel the healing power of unconditional love. Doug and I married, and we have been blessed in so many ways. But we haven't been without our challenges. In 2022, together we faced my breast cancer diagnosis. Fighting cancer was tough, tougher than I thought it would be. I had multiple surgeries and went through 12 months of chemo that left me exhausted and at times emotionally drained. 3 years later, my body is still impacted by the chemo treatments. But through it all, I never felt closer to God. I constantly felt His presence as He said to me, "Be still and know that I am God." I knew I could trust Him completely, and I know that today. I needed the butterfly story to help me look back over my life, not from a place of brokenness, but from a place of strength. As I draped my sins over that cross, I felt a release from my past. I realized by not letting go of my sins, I wasn't making room in my life for joy. I'm learning that joy comes from letting go of hurts, regrets, and mistakes. True joy comes from accepting God's forgiveness, forgiving others, and forgiving myself. With forgiveness comes a freedom, and much more so than ever before, I'm ready to go where God is leading me. I'm learning to step out of my comfort zone, and I'm learning to fly. Thank you for letting me share my story this morning.